Chapter 6, A Thief in the Night. A friend of mine slept through a robbery in his own home. His wife wasn't so out of it. In fact, when the man entered their bedroom, she immediately began chasing him down the hall. With this lady on his tail, he didn't steal much but trouble. Meanwhile, back in bed, my friend snored away, totally oblivious to the whole ordeal. The day of the Lord will also come like a thief in the night. Are you ready? Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." Notice the word sudden. He will come while people are saying peace and safety. In other words, life will be going on as normal with no particular reason to be alarmed. But then, all of a sudden, destruction will come. My mother's childhood home had just been painted. All the older members of the family had worked so hard on it. Now they would just do a little cleanup, and then they would be able to enjoy the fresh look. But suddenly, when a fire was started in the fireplace to burn some debris, the room burst into flames. In a matter of a few moments, everything was destroyed. When God's day of judgment comes, most people will rise from bed as on any other day, go to work or school, eat their meals, speak to their friends, etc., just as they have always done. A regular day is precisely the kind of day God will come in judgment. Don't expect someone to announce, "Everyone will now need to prepare for the day of judgment. You have 48 hours to get right with God." We don't know the date or the times when destruction will come. We only know that it is destined to happen, and suddenly. The other day, I saw a news report of a woman who gave birth to her baby in the car on the way to the hospital. All of a sudden, the birth pangs came. Here was this frantic dad trying to get to the doctor in the speed of light, while simultaneously telling his wife to hold it in. Holding it in didn't work. When the birth pangs come, the baby follows. God's day of judgment will come suddenly, just like that. Now hear more of what Paul said. "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober." The day of the Lord will come as a thief, that is, suddenly, but it shouldn't surprise the Christian like a thief. That is, the day of the Lord should not catch any true believer unaware or off guard as if he were unprepared. A Christian, that is, a true believer, is not like those who sleep, but like those who are sons of the day. Believers, therefore, should be alert and self-controlled, fully anticipating such a day of God's wrath and indignation on the world. For one thing, God has not appointed authentic believers to receive that wrath. He says in 1 Thessalonians 5:9, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." God's children may go through all kinds of physical pain, even to the point of death, but it will not be punitive for the believer. For believers, death is the turnstile into God's presence. Some of those believers may even be transported out of it all, without even the smell of smoke. Destruction or death for the non-believer, on the other hand, will always lead to eternal hell, whenever it comes. Are you one who thinks you can quickly work things out with God as soon as you see trouble is brewing? Then the main point of this passage is directed toward you. The day will come so suddenly that you will not be able to do anything to alter your destiny. If you go into this time as an unbeliever, don't expect the slightest opportunity to remedy that situation once judgment comes. But there is hope. The author Paul says that Christ died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, and here he means whether we are alive or dead, we should live together with him. Christ's death on the cross is the one means by which you may escape the penalty for sins you deserve. When Christ went to the cross, he did so in order to bear sins and to take on himself God's wrath as a substitute for people like you. Because of that loving sacrificial act, you may escape the just penalty of your sins and live forever with him. The deliverance promised to anyone who puts his or her trust in the rescuer. And then, the word sudden is no longer a frightening word.